This is GamerCast episode 325, Grand Delayed Auto. This is the show recorded on the 4th of February, 2013. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So what's happening?
There's not a huge amount as well. There's not a huge amount happening in the gaming world yet, so. We're kind of still recovering after, like, Christmas. I'm saying that there's no, like, huge announcements yet. But, yeah. Otherwise, not much is up. Ni No Kuni came out last week, of course, because we didn't do an episode last week because of various reasons. Otherwise, that's kind of it, really, I think.
So that's it for this week. We'll be back next week.
The news.
What's happening?
So, to start off with the news this week, as of course you may know from the title of you might have guessed from the title of the show, is that Grand Theft Auto 5 has been delayed a bit.
Wait, are you trying to tell me that GTA V has been delayed?
Yes, GTA V has been delayed. There's nothing else you could call it, Silly League, is there, other than GTA?
GTA IV. Have you got a GTA IV?
I got asked that so much by kids back when I used to work in a game shop. And, I tried correcting them, and they told me I was wrong. And I was like, do you not get taught Roman numerals in school? And they didn't know what I was talking about. That's what you get. Living in Wales, I suppose.
Wales? Speaking of Ni No Kuni, why is it Welsh?
Yeah.
What's the deal? It just Trippy puts everyone word. Off.
From what I...
You what?
That's not what a Welsh person sounds like.
It is to me.
Someone informed me that apparently in the Japanese version, he's kind of like from a mining town kind of thing, like the guy who did the voice for Drippy. Which kind of makes sense then, if that's why.
It what?
No. Why? So it kind of made sense.
Anyway, GTA has been delayed till the 17th of September. Originally, Rockstar had planned for a spring release, but decided an extra few months were required to polish the game up a little bit.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, it did seem a bit strange that they didn't properly announce when it was going to come out in the spring, in my eyes at least. Coming out September 17th, Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, still no kind of mention of a PC release though.
There's no PC version.
Well, it might be a delayed version, as usual, mightn't it?
Kill everyone in the entire world.
Kill everyone? That's a bit harsh.
Too late.
Oh. Damn it. Okay.
Everyone's already dead. The harshness is over. Now it's just love and peace with me by myself.
So, Killer is dead. I don't know if we mentioned this
Killer
on
is
the
dead.
Show.
Did what? I just killed him. Don't kill me already.
Recently. But Killer is Dead is the new game from Grasshopper Manufacture. It's kind of what people are thinking is like... Because I don't think it's definitely a sequel to Killer 7, but it could be like a spiritual successor or something along those lines to Killer 7.
Where's Homeworld 3?
I don't know. But it was announced with a release date, and everyone was like, oh, it's not going to come out over here, it's only coming out in Japan. There's already now publishers who are going to be releasing it in America and the UK. In America, Exceed are releasing it, which I believe are part of someone, but I can't think of who. And Deep Silver will be releasing it in the UK and Europe, which is nice. Apparently scheduled now for a worldwide release of summer this year, which is very soon after it only being announced quite recently, on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. So that'd be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. Next up, LEGO City Undercover. So Nintendo officially announced the limited edition. Iwata did a Nintendo Direct thing ages ago where he said that there'd be a limited edition and you'd get something. He showed a little police car in a box. However, what you do actually get instead is a little minifigure of Chase McCain, who is the cop from LEGO City Undercover. You can pre-order the limited edition through Game. I know this because I pre-ordered one. Even though I don't have a Wii U yet. But I would like to get myself
a
little figure.
We're not having a Wii U.
I think it's weird. I think they should do a bundle with the gamepad.
Not the gamepad. They should sell it.
Actually, no, it needs the map, doesn't it? For the GPS stuff. Well, the GPS stuff. That's in the game. Yeah, so they're doing a little limited edition that comes with a figure. So they do that with all the TT Games games. They had... Who was it with Legolas of the Rings? Was it Legolas? No, Aragorn. No. Who was it?
Who was what?
The little figure that you got with Legolas of the Rings.
Where?
As a pre-order bonus.
Where?
Game.
Game? I don't know. Elrond or some other lame person?
Oh. Elrond.
Elrond Hubbard. I'm Tom Cruise's hero. Hello.
And then, of course, they've done, like, different Star Wars ones with the Star Wars releases.
And I know all the Scientologists are going to descend on this episode now. Bad mouth.
So, yeah, it's coming out 28th of March, only on the Wii U. They are doing a 3DS version as well that's coming out later in the year.
3DS? But that's that mad daddy console that nobody buys.
You can pop into your local...
Because it hurts my eyes.
You can pop into your local game store now and go pre-order one if you want. I think there's a £5 deposit on it, but it's a limited edition... Although I'm sure some places might do them as pre-order bonuses as well, but that'll probably be a boxed version, I'd hope, that has the figure in it. Muramasa Rebirth is a follow-up... Well, has been announced by Axis Games. Muramasa. Muramasa. And it's a follow-up to Muramasa the Demon Blade, which was a Wii U game. A Nintendo Wii game. Had lovely awesome. And it's going to be using... Well, utilising PlayStation Vita, so it's coming out only on the Vita. On the Vita. Or was it the PlayStation Vista?
PlayStation Vista.
But, yeah, all right, actually, well, that says a follow-up. But isn't
it... the PlayStation 5 Vista.
The PlayStation what?
5 Vista.
5 Vista.
Well, it's a V, isn't it? That's what you're telling me is a 5, isn't it?
Oh, Five I get what you're saying. I see. I get what you're saying. But yeah, so that's coming out.
What about Splinter Cell?
They're using the Vita screen for like hand drawing stuff and things. Splinter Cell Blacklist has been given in North America at the moment a very nice looking collector's edition called the Paladin Collector's Edition.
Right, I think we need to stop talking about collector's editions.
Why? It's news.
Do we know?
So this one's kind of cool, but quite expensive as well. It's a very large collector's edition. It comes with a Paladin C-147B aircraft, which is a three-channel twin-engine remote-control aircraft that's modelled off an actual plane, I guess. I don't know anything about planes. Or aircrafts. It can go up to speeds of 35 miles an hour and has a flying radius of 250 feet. So, I don't know, I'd reckon a bit better than the crappy drone thing that came with Black Ops 2, which was made of foam or whatever, or the bits on top were made of
It needs foam. To be light, won't it?
True. As well as the padding.
It has to fly, so it has to be light.
Okay.
And if it's heavy, made out of metal, yeah, these little engines aren't going to, like, get off the ground, are they?
Okay. As well as the padding aircraft thing, remote-controlled doodad, you also get a 88-page Splinter Cell Echoes graphic novel, a Splinter Cell Blacklist poster, and digital content, which includes Billionaire's Yacht co-op map, Upper Echelon pack, Dead Coast co-op map, gold sonar goggles, so he's got gold goggles instead of green, and Upper Echelon suit in-game items. It's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 on the 20th of August, and is currently only available to pre-order from Amazon.com for $170.
Well, that's not bad, considering you get a pure wicked aircraft. like a real one you can actually fly in. Like the spruce moose.
Like the spruce moose. I said
hop in.
I said hop in. Next up, War of the Roses news. Paradox are releasing a new edition to the War of the Roses kind of stuff.
Is this one where I get to play as Richard Deferred and have my bones put under some mad daffy car park?
No. called War of the Roses Kingmaker.
Or, in my case, King of Hell. Let's roleplay Richard Deferred.
It includes all of the new weapons, armor, and perks that have been released since the game was released. So, if, like in DLC and stuff like that, if you didn't pick it up. And it also includes access for both House of York and Lancaster exclusive sets of armor. As well as new game modes, Assault and Assault Castle, where knights must adapt to new attacks and defense scenarios to test their teamwork and skills. As well as that, it's also got Brian Blessed in it.
Is it better than Chivalry, though?
Well, there's mixed views on between the two of them. It's kind of bad for War of the Roses that Chivalry came out fairly shortly after it. Because the thing is, like, War of the Roses was, like, one of the only things that was, you know, medieval first-person game coming out, or combat deathmatch-style game. And then Chivalry appeared, and it was like,
because everyone seems to be, you know, digging that.
Yeah.
They need to release a demo of it so I can actually play it. And, like, their free weekend, where I was only told 3 hours before the free weekend was up.
So, Paul. So, yeah, there's premium DLC that's coming out, which has Brian Blessed as the narrator. So you get to hear Brian Blessed announcing in-game events, warnings, and say, kill the enemy.
No more. Kill yourself.
But that was expensive getting him in. But he charges a lot. And as well as that, there's going to be a free trial of War of the Roses that's going to be released on February 6th. So in a couple of days. So you can download the game and play it without unlocks. So you could give it a go if you wanted. You get the base classes and weapons. Obviously to try and bring a few people over to War of the Roses, don't you think? Yeah. Kingmaker is going to be out first quarter of this year at some point on Windows. Frozen Synapse or
Synapse.
Lots of people say it differently. I say it differently.
Oh, I say Synapse.
Frozen Synapse Tactics has been announced, which is being made by Double Eleven. Double Eleven recently made Little Big Planet Vita, and they are now making, well, they're working with Mode 7, who are the original creators of Frozen Synapse, and they're making a console version called Tactics, which come out on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita on the PSN network. And yeah, there hasn't,
see, that really now makes me not want to play the PC one.
Why?
Because they're a bunch of PlayStation fanboys.
Not really. You could. Charlotte picked up a copy of it. It was like a fiver in game in the sales over Christmas. The little collector's edition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
I still don't play it because I get killed all the time.
But yeah, it's not a straight port from from PC to console. And it's going to be coming out at some point in 2013.
By not being a straight port, they mean it's now a first-person shooter like Call of Duty.
Yes, Paul. Dokuro, actually, there's a lot of Vita news on the show this week. Dokuro is a little platform puzzle game. Dokuro is a small platform puzzle game that was released in Japan probably around September time. Or was it October? Either way, I picked up a copy. I imported it because it was about £20 for a Japanese copy, which was very, very cheap. And now they've officially announced that it's coming out on January 30th. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's out. Wow, it's out. Okay, sorry about that. So, yeah, you can now pick up Dokuro off the PlayStation Network. It's not having a physical release. Sadly, only a digital one. But you can pick it up for whatever the equivalent is of €15 on the PlayStation Network. So maybe it'd be £15 or maybe a tenner. Either way, it was quite cool from what I played of it. What you are, you're this little prince. And there's a princess who needs to be saved. But you're kind of dead. You died. And you're like this little skeleton dude. And you have to try and get her through levels. But she can't see you. But it's really cute and fun. I wonder what it would be like To be fair, I think actually it might be it could have been just Asian version that I picked up. So it was fully English in text. But yeah, so you can pick that up now or check it out. It's a really cute little game. I urge you to check it out because, you know, there's not that much on the PlayStation Vita as it is. So have a look. Dokuro. As well as that, some more PlayStation news. PlayStation Plus has had an update, meaning that there's new games for PlayStation Plus subscribers to download. They include Sleeping Dogs and, well, I think, oh, it might be in 2 days, in 2 days' time. So on the 6th again, because we mentioned the 6th already, you'll be able to download Sleeping Dogs and F1 Race Stars, as well as Quantum Conundrum. And on PlayStation Vita, you'll be able to get Wipeout 2048 from the 13th of Feb, and Lumines, however you want to say it, from the 20th of February. And you'll be able to just download those and get those added to your collection. Make sure to add them to your download queue, though, because once they've come off of the offer, which I believe from the 6th... Oh, actually, that's about an offer. When they take them off, you know, being free and whatnot, you won't be able to get them for free until they do it again. So, yeah. Just a word of advice. Just add it to your download queue and it'll always be there, even if you don't download it. Grid 2 news. I did leave this on the show notes. Grid 2 news. It's coming out on the 31st of May and they've announced a special edition that's available for pre-order, which has extra content redeemable via PlayStation Network or Xbox Live or Windows PC. I'm not sure. Well, it says Windows PC. I doubt it's games full of Windows. So just be downloadable through something. In the UK, if you pre-order a game, you get the Grid 2 Brands Hatch Edition, which has two additional packs, which include the McLaren Racing Pack and the Head Start Pack. Pop on the game website if you want to pick up Grid 2 and get some extra little bits with it. Next up is kind of an event that's happening soon called Revival. I've been told it's called Retro Revival. Their Facebook page is Fusion Revival. It's got a few different names. What it is a retro event that's happening up in Wolverhampton, at the Wolverhampton Racecourse, between the 18th and the 19th of May, which is a Saturday and Sunday, of course. Because someone told me about this over the weekend and they said that the reason they were doing it is because people weren't very happy with how the Replay Expo had turned into a current generation console kind of event, because there was a lot there of tournaments and things like that. But if you ask me, I think retro was still kind of the biggest thing at that event. But Revival is a new annual 2-day retro gaming event that's going to kick off this year, so I imagine they're planning on doing it for at least a few years to come. They're going to have arcade machines, pinball tables, pachinkos, which they didn't have a Replay, consoles, and the chance to meet some gaming celebrities, apparently. Who are the gaming celebrities? They've promised the attendance of the Oliver Twins, a reunion of Ocean Software employees, Archie MacLean and Mike Montgomery from the Bitmap Brothers, to name a few. They had some events that happened. Like, they had talks at Replay, but they were a little bit naff because they were... when the show had started at, like, 12, but people got in really late, so by the time we got in, like, two of the talks had already finished. And to be fair, I was very disappointed in that event. Although it was good inside, it was a bit crap outside, waiting about 2 hours to get in. If you want to go to Revival, so if you live up near Wolverhampton, or you're thinking you could just, you know, spend the weekend around there, which could be a plan, it's £13 for the Saturday and £13 for the Sunday, or you can pay £20 and go for both days. I suppose if they're doing, they might do talks and stuff like that, but then they'll also have, like, I'd imagine a huge amount of pinball machines and arcade machines for you to play. And if you want to try and play everything that they've got, including all the consoles, then, you know, you might want to go for both days. But yeah, I think that sounds like a cool event, more so than other things. You can go on their website, which is revivalretroevents.com, and that has full details on everything that they've got planned, and the kind of, I believe they'll have stalls selling stuff, as they can't not really. And then they'll have a list of all the kind of sponsors attending and things like that. Next up, a new Sherlock Holmes game has been announced. So the Testament of Sherlock Holmes only came out fairly recently. But Sherlock Holmes Crimes and Punishment has been announced by Frogwares Studio. They're making a big change with it because they're moving over to the Unreal Engine, the Unreal 3. Previously, they'd used their own graphics engine that they'd worked with. But now they've kind of overhauled it. There's some images up on the Gamecast website, which actually make it look really, really nice. So they're going for more detailed environments, as well as using the animation system from Unreal as opposed to their own stuff, try and make it a bit more realistic. But yeah, it's going to be across 8 cases. And yeah. Oh, they're apparently now also leaving behind the original kind of Sherlock Holmes that they followed, which is kind of like the 60s movies, and he's now a more modern character. I wouldn't think as modern as like Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever his name is, from the Sherlock series that BBC do, but he does look a bit more mafia-like almost, which is kind of strange. But yeah, it's coming out on Windows and consoles, but there's no announcement of a release date or release window yet. But they've only just announced it, so yeah. Rebellion Studios have announced their kind of upcoming game, but also not announced it. If you go on the Gamecast website, there's 2 trailers they've released. It looks like it might be Sniper Elite, but like a horror-style game. It's kind of hard to tell, because it's got the kind of logo from Sniper Elite of the kind of wings with the circle in the when it goes to the end, and it says it's coming out in February, but that's kind of all they're letting known, other than the fact that they're just showing footage, but nothing showing a real character, or any gameplay. But it's coming out February 14th on Valentine's Day, and it's a standalone title for Windows. I imagine they will announce something more soon. Like the name of it, or what the game is, but who knows. Next up, I might switch these around the order that they're in. Sony have put up a teaser video. I didn't listen. Did you watch the teaser at all, Paul? The Sony thing.
What, the teaser that showed absolutely nothing?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, did it actually have any audio? Because I didn't listen to it with audio. But I guess not. But yeah, so Sony are announcing something on the 20th of February.
Yeah, we're all super excited because undoubtedly they're going to get everyone together and then announce the PlayStation Vita Go.
PlayStation Vita Go. Loads of people are speculating that it's what PlayStation whatever is next. It feels kind of early in the year for an announcement like that, don't you think? I don't know.
Nah.
No?
If it's soon, then they need to get to announcements, really, like this. Ooh, we're doing this, and then E3, and
I suppose, yeah.
Deals.
So, yeah, Sony, you've got something that they're going to announce on the 20th. It was the 20th of February, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, I look forward to seeing what they're going to announce. I'm sure Paul doesn't really mind.
I see no point in the existence of PlayStation.
Well, I would have said we're looking forward to it, but I thought, well, you're not looking forward to it, so there's no point in saying that. So yes, and you've got that going on. Death Inc., again, we mentioned previously, its Kickstarter went up today. So if you pop on the Gamecast website, we've got a link to that. Death Inc. is a really nice-looking game being made by a Guildford-based studio. And they've got lots of nice little pledges on there, some of which are quite interesting because they've got they've got like a £20 pledge. And they've got a bonus for pledging early that you can get the £20 one for £15. So then they've got a limited quantity of that. So I think that's quite a nice thing. Kind of like what... Didn't they do that with Elite? So that you could get the game for cheaper if you got the cheaper one.
Dangerous.
But otherwise you had to pay the more expensive one when they ran out, right?
Sure.
Does Paul know what I'm talking about? And then finally, we've got an Immerta competition going on the website. Where you can win a copy of Immerta, which is a gangsters-based simulation style game.
Ooh, what's this? We've got a competition.
We have got a competition. So what Immerta is it's being made by the guys who brought us Tropico. And it's managing a kind of a city. Is it Atlanta? I'm not sure. Not 100% sure. You're managing a location, Atlantic City. There you go. But as well as that, then there's fights that you have to take part in. Fights. And there's criminal activities and stuff like that. So it's all really quite fun. And as well as getting a copy of the game, you also receive the special edition DLC, which has a unique character of Jan Koloff, who's a Bulgarian boxer turned gangster. Contest closes on the February 9th, so if you listen to this after February 9th, sorry. If not, pop on the website and you can enter on there and watch Charlotte's video talking about it. Yeah, and that's it for the news this week. I thought I'd end with that competition as opposed to have it mid-news or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of that.
It's time for Name That Game. Yaldi. So, 2 weeks ago, everyone would have heard this.
They're going to blockade us. They'll wait to see if the plague turns the city into a graveyard.
Are you okay, Mother?
No, I'm not okay, you mad deaf.
So I think I know what it is now.
What?
But I forgot to email in.
What do you think it is?
Is it Dishonored?
Yep. So, GZ to me for getting everyone without. This week I've decided...
Someone answered.
Did they?
On the website.
Oh, I don't check the website, do I?
I will tell you who their name is. Or actually, no. Was it on the website? Was it on the Facebook page? Oh, no, there you go. Christopher Horvath. Horvath?
Horvath.
Is that how you say it? did someone else guess on here? I'm sorry, I'm just double checking that people get their GZs.
Everyone always guesses on the website. I never read the website.
Yeah, it's just Christopher Horvath.
Says.
Dishonored. Sorry, bro. It wasn't just you with the GZs.
Chris
today.
Or Christopher?
Christopher. Put his name down as?
Christopher Robbins.
Christopher. Yes, Christopher Robbins with Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, this week I decided to go on for something like super easy.
Super easy, okay.
Yeah, so enjoy.
I wouldn't want anyone else along for the ride. I suppose I can make room for you too, Garrus.
Super easy, huh? Is it? Super easy how? Any clues?
If Charlotte was in the chat room, she Oof. Would know straight away.
Okay. I don't know what one it'd be. It's a Mass Effect
game. Yeah, you have to guess which one.
I haven't finished the first one.
But yeah, it is a Mass Effect. I'll give you that.
I thought Gas was familiar. Three?
You guessed number three.
Or two?
I haven't even played number three.
Have you played any of them?
Of course I have.
Have you?
What are you going with, number two?
Two. Go with
or
two.
Or three.
Go with
Am
two.
Going three?
Go with two.
Three?
Two.
Yeah, two. See yourself. If anyone else wants to guess, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on the website in the hope that someone will see it.
Like me, I see things.
Yeah, but since I'm bored of doing Gamercast, let's move along to whatever jib-jab's out this week, which is, I'll tell you right now.
No, come on, no, don't spoil it.
Releases this week.
Okay, so there's only three games coming out this week. I suppose the biggest one, although I'm not really looking forward to it anyway, is Dead Space 3. Of course, this is the new action game from EA, which is full of co-op action and doesn't look very survival horror-y anymore. I'm not really sure what to think of it. It's not really the same game, at least from what I've seen. And EA have said how they decided to go action, so... Yeah, that's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC.
What EA said about it?
They said ages ago about how they looked into marketing and it going action-based and stuff.
So it's not a scary game anymore.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they still have, like, jump scares, potentially. But, you know, there's a kind of hard point when you make a game a co-op game if you're trying to get, you know, survival horror out of it. Because the second there's someone else there, they don't have to be acting, you know, as you would. Well, as someone would. I mean, they don't have to be all trying to be in the mood. They could be singing. I've played with people on Xbox Live that sing. They could be some kind of little kid swearing all over the place. I don't know.
Oh, I suppose.
Generally, I mean, if you want to play a game like that and you play co-op, you play with a friend, of course.
Shall I be perfectly honest?
Yes.
I've spoken to a lot of people who've played a demo, and the general consensus is it's shite.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if EA want to remove the DRM and all the other crap from SimCity and make the maps 8 times as big, I will gladly withdraw that statement. Until they do that, yeah, boy.
Okay.
Going down.
Their next out is Scribblenauts Unlimited.
Is this EA?
No, it's not okay. EA.
Otherwise,
it's
see my
Warner
previous
Brothers.
Statement.
Warner Brothers.
They're just
don't they own it? Warner Brothers and Scribblenauts, don't they? Scribblenauts Unlimited is the Wii U version of Scribblenauts that's coming out. I played it at a Nintendo event ages ago.
Nintendo?
Shortly after E3. It was alright. It's Scribblenauts on a Wii U.
Yeah, Scribblenauts is cool.
So I believe you can also play it on the gamepad as well, because you pretty much can see most of it on the gamepad anyway. I think I remember actually not bothering to look at the screen when I played it and was just playing on the gamepad. So it's the same, you just write out what you want to make.
You also just play it on the DS then?
Yeah. You just type in what you want. Of course, there's a keyboard that comes up on screen and you make a dragon or a Cthulhu or a...
Leprechaun.
A leprechaun or a rainbow or...
Leprechaun.
A jetpack. Jetpacks generally solve everything. I mean, when I played it, it was fun. It's Scribblenauts. Of course, it gets hard. Because you actually have to think of an object and stuff like that. But yeah, it's coming out on the Wii U. Only on the Wii U. Scribblenauts. And then finally is a video game version of Wreck-It Ralph. This is only coming out on Nintendo Wii, Nintendo DS, and Nintendo 3DS. This is a Wreck-It Ralph game for the film that comes out, or has come out. Or is it out on Friday? I don't know. Which is kind of video game based.
Sounds
but
fantastic.
But slightly... not as good as people thought from what I've heard.
Oh.
Yeah, some people said to me that they thought it could have been much better.
Oh.
And they kind of tapered off at the end.
How disappointing.
Like, the first, like, half hour was really good, but then the rest wasn't as good.
Oh, it's a bit like GamerCast, except the other way around.
Don't be mean.
Today. Oh. Right, that's it for this week.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back next week with a review of Dead Space 3. And unless SimCity has some changes, it's not going to be a positive review.
I see a review of Dead Space 3. Is this a Paul special?
Yes, this is the following things wrong with your game. What I like about your game, ejecting it and throwing it in the bin.
Ejecting it into the bin? Oh, what, is it out the disc tray?
Yeah.
I thought you meant some... form of ejection device.
Well, yeah, obviously we could hook up some sort of thing on the Xbox.
You can make a catapult and aim it into the bin.
Could do. You just have the tray open and the catapult hits it from underneath. That'd be relatively simple to do. Yeah, so like I said, unless SimCity has some changes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. That's it for this week. Next week.
Next week we have Aliens Colonial Marines to look forward to.
Yes.
Which is way better than whatever other jib-jab alien game Sega are working on. Much better.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what ACM's like. Because I remember seeing some previews that weren't as positive as the previous previews. Does that make sense?
Well, put it this way. Unless EA sort out SimCity, Aliens Colonial Marines is getting a really bad review.
What?
That's basically how I'm
rolling. That doesn't make any sense. So any games
the
crap,
whole gaming industry
SimCity
will be like
made better.
Will like okay. be pushing the pressure on EA to like not release Sim Village.
That is kind of what it is.
Don't even think about doing it, EA.
I spoke to a guy that owns a shop over the weekend.
A guy that owns a shop?
Retro Game Base. And he told me that he was looking forward to the first, like, current-gen console game that he's wanted in ages. Can you guess what it is? A game you've been talking about and moaning about. SimCity.
That's a console game?
Oh, did I say current console?
Yeah.
Oh, current generation. Well, he just plays retro games, otherwise. They're a retro store. But yeah, he wants to have... Well, he has to buy a new PC in order to play SimCity. But he really wants SimCity. So I was trying to put him off it a bit.
Well, it's not SimCity, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was explaining to him.
It's Sim Village.
And how, like, even though, you know, they're kind of trying to make up for the small cities by having little clusters of cities.
Yeah.
They're not close together.
No different than region play in SimCity 4, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that they're not, you can't, you know, there's like one over here, and they're not, like, close next to each other. I told him to play 2000, because he likes old games.
Well, SimCity 4 is the best one.
Well, yeah, I said play 2000 or SimCity 4 if you want to play on PC.
The trouble with 2000 is it looks shite. The cool thing
had good music.
The cool thing with 2000 was the what were they called? Arcologies, and you'd just end up with a city full of those. Because you know, the big mad dafty buildings that hold a population of like 80,000 people. The bad things about it: no garbage, no sewage.
But the good thing was you could play it on the Sega Saturn.
The bad thing was it probably ran terribly on it.
It ran okay. I enjoyed it. Had good music.